You're listening to Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
The last time we talked with Dan Imhoff, it was about the big dark images in the book CAFO, The Tragedy of Industrial Animal Factories. Now the co-founder, director, and publisher of Watershed Media is back with a more positive vision of where we could go, but it's not a book. His new album of songs is called Agraria. Dan, welcome back to Radio EcoShock.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, after 20 years of writing about food and the environment, where did this whole other talent come from?
You know, I've been playing music all my life. There was a time as a teenager I was really keen on music all through college, and then I kind of gave it up for a few reasons as I really focused on learning how to write and raise a family. And around 1995, I started to play the guitar again in earnest. And because I spend so much time during the day working on things of a technical nature, try to popularizing kind of technical scientific policy, etc., for the general audiences, writing songs became a real release for me. For some reason, I would often just, you know, as I was playing, come up with songs, because writing is what I do. And this kind of evolved very naturally as I got older and I got back into something that I was really, really interested in as a young person.
And are you living in California, Dan?
Yeah, I live in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good spot for a lot of good music, too. Well, let's get to the title. What is Agraria?
You know, Agraria, to me, it's that ideal. It's this place that we're trying to become, where we are living in harmony on the land, and where all those great things that make humans great really are emphasized and come out. And for me, kind of food production, healthy food production, living in concert with the natural world, making music, eating well, all those things just are really the same thing to me. It's like the weeks roll into the months and the seasons, and you're just left with this process of tuning in and participating and trying to find out what's the best in you that you can share. And Agraria is this kind of, you know, ideal world that Jefferson hoped our country would have been built around, but it didn't go that way.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a little bit of the 1800s in that vision, but now we have to tune it for the fact that we may be using iPods as well, or some sort of modern technology.
Yeah, we're toolsy. We're toolsy animals. And our tools really define us, and they certainly have in agriculture and in the way we treat the land. I do try to write about that a fair amount. You know, I can't even get away from that even in songwriting. So I'm trying to just address this human condition that we have.
Well, one of my favorite tunes on the album is a traditional one, but you added some lyrics, I think. I don't remember anything about GMOs in Cluck Old Hen. What did you do there?
Yeah, there are some GMOs in Cluck Old Hen. Cluck Old Hen, you know, I was learning to play the mandolin, and one of the exercises was this great old, you can either go minor or major. I went minor, so it's a fiddle tune kind of ballad. And typically in the traditional version, it's really about this old chicken that hasn't laid an egg in a long time. And, you know, I think that there's some sexual connotations in the old traditional versions of that song. And my producer, Matt Wright, who works here in Sonoma County, a great young producer, said to me, well, you have to write your own lyrics to this song. So being a person who writes a lot about agriculture and animal agriculture, I really wrote it about chickens and even, you know, the difference between a free range and organic chicken and then the industrial chicken and then the millions and billions of chickens that we raise every year that we just grind up to eat.
Yeah, I think there's more chickens on the planet than there are humans by far. How would you describe a couple of the other songs? Would you introduce our listeners to maybe one or two other songs that are on this album?
Sure. You know, the first song, Compass, it's really kind of a ballad or a waltz, a country waltz, and it's about two young people. One is this pretty girl at a farmer's market, and she is attracted to this guy who's a cowboy, and they try to make this life together on the land, and it goes well for a while. And you know how hard it is. You know, probably farming takes more creative talent to not only do the production, but the marketing and make things go in this world. And so Compass is a song that the chorus is really about, you know, just whoever's out there who can give these young people some luck and some guidance and let them know that they're on the right track. And they just have to stay with it. Give them this compass to keep them going in this worthy direction of trying to make a home on the land. That's Compass. And the beautiful thing really about making this record was working with so many incredible musicians. There's so many good musicians down here in Sonoma County, and every single musician on the record came from this county. They were pretty local. And then there's another song called Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed is almost a bluegrass breakdown. It's very, very fast-paced, has banjo and fiddle. And it's really about the passage of time, you know, how fast things are going, and then you turn around and you look back at the way that you thought things were going to go, and you just find that you're blowing along on the winds of time like a ragged tumbleweed is the chorus on that tune. So, you know, the Agraria has a lot of things in it. It has country blues, it has ballads, and then it has some really, really high-paced dancing bluegrass tune.
But, you know, it amazed me, I guess it shouldn't have amazed me, but it did, that this is no toss-off with a few kitchen friends, even though they may be your friends. The music's top quality, in my opinion, and the mixing and the production, this is a real, real album. So you're bringing out the idea of local music. I'm wondering, you know, as plants and ecosystems all grow up together, they form kind of a unique identity. Is that what's happening when you get musicians that are all from the same county to make an album like this?
Yeah, you know, the chemistry is important, obviously. The preparation is what's really important, I think, when you're making a record. I'm not a pro myself, so I might play music, you know, 4 hours a day, on a 6 hours a day on a good day, you know, but that's not enough to be a top-rate musician. And so I worked really closely with the producer, and we did a lot of back and forth in arranging the songs and trying to figure out the parts and get the right people for the parts. And then when you're in the studio, you know, things are going really fast and it's not cheap. And so you want to know what you're going to get when you're in there. And you just want to be able to have fun and see if there's some great happy accident or just, you know, what comes of this chemistry that you're making in the studio. It's really, truly not different than farming or food production or communication, anything that I do. I mean, there's a lot of the more hard work that you do on the fundamentals, the better it pays off.
This is Radio EcoShock. Our guest is Dan Imhoff. That's I-M-H-O-F-F. He's the author of Food Fight, The Citizen's Guide to the Next Food and Farm Bill. Good for Americans to tune in to what's happening, or people all over the world to see what a farm bill should and should not be. He's also written Paper or Plastic, Searching for Solutions to an Overpackaged World, and Farming with the Wild, Enhancing Biodiversity on Farms and Ranches. Do you have another book in the works as you do all this, Dan?
I don't have another book in the work right now, in the works. I'm really doing small projects that I hope are going to turn into something much bigger. You know, I definitely am still ambitious. I want to keep pushing this idea of conservation-based agriculture, of farming that it farms with nature rather than against nature. It uses the natural cycles of the surrounding ecosystem sustainably, meaning It's not drawing too much of the groundwater. It's giving plenty of space for the fluidity of creatures and natural cycles to take place on that piece of land. And I do believe that that's the real future of sustainable ag. So I want to write about that. But, you know, I want to write fiction, and I want to continue the songwriting. So I'm trying to just let things go. I am working still a lot on this issue of confined animal feeding operation agriculture, so big industrial animal operations, and that's really taking the place of these campaigns. We're about to launch a campaign to ask Walmart to get antibiotics out of the meat that it sells, and if we can do that, it would be a real, real turning point for the way animals are produced in this country and in the world. And I'm just working on educating people on this issue of industrial animal ag, because in my opinion, it is the real big, difficult issue that we're dealing with in agriculture.
Well, and it's a tough one to talk about. You know, I've raised chickens and I've raised pigs, and I'm afraid to talk about it almost, because it's so horrible what's happening to these animals, and they're smart and they're living and they deserve a life. So I think that's one of the barriers that you have to overcome, that people don't want to talk about it. They want to keep eating, but they don't want to know.
Yeah, they do. And we have to get better. I mean, look, we're on this continuum, we humans, with the animal world. And whenever I'm talking about this issue, I always start with the cave paintings of Lascaux and these absolutely gorgeous works of art that the early peoples, hominids, made, and this creaturely world that was just burning in their imaginations and allowed them to create these stunning works of art that we still recognize as some of the most beautiful things ever painted. And how we've come from that point, from that place where the creatures were all around us, to this place where the creatures are put inside these barns and they're completely almost invisible on the landscape, except if you happen to live in these rural areas, and the feed is trucked to them and the waste becomes this huge problem. There's this huge amount of healing that we have to get to. I'm finding actually that I'm more and more successful now if I just let industry talk for itself. So if you can match industry's words with the real pictures of what's happening, people get pretty angry and you know, people, they want to do the right thing. It costs money. It takes a lot of research and effort, and it's this huge issue. It is why farm policy is important, and why I keep bashing my head against that, because it's going to take a huge initiative to make the changes that are necessary. It's going to cost money, and you know, the government has to step up and do its job and regulate properly, and we have to keep the pressure on, though, if that's what we want to happen.
Well, the other thing that will help is to have a more positive vision, and that's what Agraria is all about, I think. So can you tell us about some of the cool things that are happening in Sonoma County, California?
Well, it's hot down here. Boy, it's been a hot summer, and I think there's a lot of grape growers down here that are pretty happy. It's been a very, very good growing season. It's been a really good, decent season in the garden. I'm a small-scale farmer. But it's dry, and we desperately need rain. You know, Sonoma's a place where we've got mountains, we've got rivers, we've got oceans, we've got a really good climate. For me, I live in this land that I call deep craft, where, you know, there's a lot of fisher people and hunters. There's a lot of incredible garden farmers, and then there's musicians. And there's people trying to raise families and kids kind of as a community. And so those things all knit together, and it is a kind of a little agrarian paradise down here.
Okay, I'll move in. I'll be coming. not really. I think.
No, it's probably great up there, let me tell you.
Everybody has to find their own place. I think that's how it works.
They do. They do, absolutely.
So how do people get this album, Agraria? Is it the usual outlets, or do you have other ways of getting it?
Yeah, you can go to CD Baby. You can go to Amazon. Definitely you can get the hard CD or download it. You could ask your local record store to buy it. They'll probably still go to CD Baby to get the disc. And look online. There's a couple of YouTubes. You can hear some of it in advance to check it out. DanImhoff.com is another place to learn about the album and read the lyrics and the liner notes and things like that.
This is Radio EcoShock. I'm Alex Smith. You can find out more about Dan Imhoff, I-M-H-O-F-F, at watershedmedia.org or danimhoff.com. And download links for this interview from my own show blog at ecoshock.info. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks a lot for the time. It was great talking to you.
From the album Agraria, this is Compass.
Casting charms on everyone. He was a well-dressed cowboy with a weakness for the bottle. Cupid plucked an arrow, pulled her bow back, and she shot him. They were almost just a family.